This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
That is the sound of Jack Keating putting a mic muff on.
Yep.
And we've got my first muff I think I've ever put on.
It probably is. It literally probably is. Welcome, Jack.
How are we?
We were slagging off Jack on the podcast a couple of days ago because we thought he was supposed to come in to kind of sit in with our show for like 3 days in a row.
Meant to be in on Tuesday, and then we were like, all right, are you coming in tomorrow? Yeah, maybe. Wasn't in the next day.
You start too early, guys. Honestly.
Well, you were actually in earlier than all of us today. You were
I was very eager.
Today.
I knew. I was told to be in at 6 a.m. I was going to make sure I was in at 6 a.m.
Very good. What time did you get in?
6 a.m. On the dot, yeah.
What time did you get up at?
Oh, 5 o'clock.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You might know Jack Keating from Love Island.
You might know his father as Ronan.
Yeah. And Jack, you are here for a couple of weeks.
I am. I'm 2 weeks in. I've got 2 more weeks left.
Great.
And then we're going to see where it goes from there. But I'm having a great time. Lovely meeting everybody.
It could be Emma, Jack and Ashling.
Jack and Ashling, yeah.
We might replace Dave with you.
No.
I'm too good. I'm like,
yeah, you are.
I could totally picture Jack on spin. Jack the lad.
Mm. Jack the lad, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
Let's talk about the current Love Island season since we have a former Islander.
Mm-hmm. I'm not watching it.
Is it really and truly dead?
I don't know if it's dead.
I think it's made a bit of a comeback from what I've heard this year. It seems to be a lot of people watching it this year.
Yeah. I feel like no one's watching it.
Really? Yeah. I watched the first couple of episodes and kind of have given up a little bit.
The Islanders have given up.
I know. But it's been good. Like, I mean, Joey Essex is in it this year, so
that's
it's kind of
so bizarre to
me.
Joey Essex is a contestant.
As an Islander?
Yes.
You don't know that?
What? No.
And his ex has just gone in.
Apparently tonight or... Just yeah, tonight her ex is coming in. Jess, I think, or not. I don't know what her name is, but yeah.
Oh my god, is he not like? Well, I just don't follow Love Island at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But is he not like kind of like older now?
I think he's 33. Yeah.
Which is old enough for Love Island, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I seem every year they're getting older and older.
Someone there that's like a really big fan of him, I'm pretty sure. Like someone who's just like watched all of Made in Chelsea and just like knows everything about you.
I'm pretty sure it's the girl he's coupled up with. I'm pretty sure.
No, always the way.
Look, you're probably sick to death of answering questions about Love Island.
Not at all. Love it.
I was asking him loads this morning.
Yeah.
You seem fine with it.
I'm an open book. Like, let's hear it.
Fair play. Can I ask, how did you get chosen to go on, or like, how did you have to like apply or audition?
Well, they actually scouted my sister Missy originally. Asked her like 3 years in a row, but she had a boyfriend, and then I think the other year it just wasn't the right time. So she was like, my brother's not really getting up to much. If you want to ask him, he probably would. He'd probably say yeah. And then they were like, yeah, sure, go for it. And then I had to do this minute long video of like explaining why I'd be a good Islander and like what I bring to the villa. I'd share if you could find that now. I cringe out.
Was that
so
like just
hard
for the producer?
Yeah, just send it in and like your application. Like, yeah. I remember I came in with my top off, I had a beer in my hand. I was like, alright guys,
brilliant.
Gave the L spiel. It was hilarious.
That's funny. I like
very
that.
Funny. Yeah.
And were you buzzing then when you got picked?
Yeah, so I found out like a month after I did all that, and then because you do so many interviews and you have to do like psych meetings and like medical tests and everything like that. Oh my god, like I'd say the producers of Love Island know more about me than my closest friends and family. Like it's pretty wild. Yeah.
And, like the medical tests, are they like about your physical health or like your mental health?
Physical health, mental health, like drugs, everything like that. Like it's crazy. Jesus, yeah. Insane. STI, like they do STI tests and everything. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my god, is that like in case you get sick in the villa?
I don't know what they just I think they want to cover all their bases basically, so they're not having some lunatic come in.
You weren't in during a COVID year, were you?
We just came out of the COVID year, so I had to go over and do 2 weeks of isolation and like COVID tests and everything before I went over there. Right. So I did 2 weeks of isolation in Mallorca before I went into the villa.
Like in a hotel room?
I had a villa, which was lovely. Had
a
pool, to myself, like two or three bedroom villa, like it was gorgeous.
And they put you up in that for the
put me up for the whole 2 weeks, yeah.
That's insane. Jesus.
Came in, the fridge was stocked. I was like, that's what I came for. I was there for the all inclusive holiday more than anything.
Now, this is something like I recently got asked to do First Dates to Ireland.
Oh yeah,
right, and I freaked, and I was like, I can't.
Sorry,
like,
this happened when I was on holidays. Did they message you or something?
Yeah, the producer basically went through someone else, and they asked me to do First Dates to Ireland, but I said no, and I just couldn't. I'd be too freaked out by that.
I could see you doing
great on it though, Dave.
I'd be too anxious to do stuff like that.
You'd come across very well.
But yeah, if it was like on TV, like a Love Island, was a little bit, were you nervous at all? You don't seem like a nervous person.
I wasn't nervous like the whole leading up to it, but then like basically when we got to Casa, we had like 2 hours of kind of just chilling. I got to meet all the lads, and then they kind of just like walk you up to the door, and you're just standing there for like a minute, and then the producer just there like, all right, 3, 2, 1, and I was like, okay, well, here we go.
Yeah.
Everything's about to change from this point to here, on out. Like, so I was definitely bricking myself a bit when I went there. And because you walk in, there's cameras everywhere. Like, they have the big spider cam that like swings through the whole villa. Like, so it's pretty intense. Like, it was a pretty intense.
Is it like you're never really relaxed, I'd say, when you're there?
The first night I wasn't, but then kind of you wake up the next day, you kind of get your wits about you a bit more. You kind of relax into it. You kind of start to forget the cameras are there. But the first night I was a bit of a wreck. Like, that first glass of Prosecco had that necked straight away.
Do you only get 2 drinks a night?
1 drink a night. We only got 1 drink. Yeah. It was pretty grim.
But
back
in the day, they were able to have loads, is that right?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they were milling the drinks, bottles of champagne and everything.
So you got 1 drink.
Were you allowed vape?
I was smoking at the time. I was the only smoker in the villa, so I basically had to off camera, but it was such a stress. I remember they were like, I won't go into details, but they were just, you had to like say to the voice of God, they have like this voice of God that
please
speaks.
Please go into details.
Yeah, okay. They were like, they have this voice of God that basically like speaks to some producer, and you have to be like, can I please get a cigarette? Like, from voice of God. And then you'd have to wait like a half an hour.
Jesus.
And then the voice of God would be like, all right, Jack, your cigarette is waiting for you at the front door. And you'd walk up and it'd be in like a little takeaway cup with a lighter, and you'd just have to smoke it outside the back door.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It was mad, yeah.
What do they need to
and they
do?
Just cut all those bits out of the show.
You're not on camera. There's no cameras out there. So it's probably the only time you're not being filmed. Yeah. So it was a nice little relaxation time for me a little bit. Gather the thoughts and get ready to go back in there.
And do you feel like when you're chatting to people, are you conscious that you're being filmed?
That's always in the back of your head, you know, because you're also thinking about like, oh, what if I say this now and this could be clipped all over TikTok and you could be going viral, God knows what.
And you're like slightly tensing the whole time.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I'd be like sitting up like tummy tucked the whole time out
literally.
There.
Like, don't say a word because you'll embarrass yourself.
Yeah,
you'll embarrass
literally.
Your mother. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd be freaking, but fair play. I feel like there's questions that I'll go away today and be like, fuck it.
I know.
You'll be in bed tonight being like, shit.
Why didn't I ask him that?
What's the juiciest thing you can tell us that you think nobody would know about Love Island?
Obviously everyone knows
not even juicy, but just like quirky, like weirdest thing.
What's a question you'd ask if someone was on Love Island? Like,
what would I ask somebody that was doing Love Island?
Something you'd want to know.
I was always so fascinated about like the food situation, like, because you never see them eat.
Yeah.
But actually, this is one wild thing. I just remembered that there. People don't realize this. We were 4 days ahead of what people were seeing on TV.
Four
days ahead, yeah. So we had to have a full day in Casa Amor where we had to wear the same clothes again. Had to wear like basically the same clothes for like the same shorts and then the same outfits that night to make it look like the same night that we were doing again 2 days in a row, which was wild. Yeah,
that's
I was
insane.
Like, what the hell?
Oh my God, so you think all this drama happened in one day?
Yeah, basically, because they want to make it look like the same day. And then also we had a day where we didn't film anything. So you couldn't talk to any of the girls. You couldn't talk to any of the guys about the girls. We had to sleep in the same bed as the guys. So it was girls in the same bed, guys in the same bed.
In case something happened.
Yeah, so you're basically like, if you're not being filmed, you can't talk about anything that's going on in the villa.
Right.
So you can just talk about...
Just like talking about football, talking load of the lads supporting United. So we were just talking about the transfers and stuff that might happen.
And no phones, obviously.
No phones, no watches. You weren't allowed to know what time it was. Yeah,
it's
it was
insane.
Wild.
Oh, this is fucking mad.
And like the coupling ups apparently take like hours and hours.
Hours. And we did the other way they do Casa Amor, where it's like you compete against the other villa in like that sort of game. That took about 4 hours to film as well.
Was it boring?
Some parts were definitely boring. Like, there is a lot of just sitting around doing nothing all day, like chatting, just chatting shite. Like,
tell me this: did you have a chance with Gemma Owen?
Ah, not really. Like, everyone asked me, like, oh, you could have, if you kind of went down that path a little bit more, you never know. But like, I kind of knew from the first conversation that we had that she was with Luca at the time.
What were you told to go up to her more?
The first conversation we had was like normal. It was just like. That happened naturally, and then as soon as we finished, we came. Like, I went on to do the rest of my normal day stuff, and then the producers came back to both of us, and they were like, "Lovely, lovely chat, guys. Would you mind going and sit down beside the pool again and talk about your dad some more?"
Okay.
And I was like, "Oh, for God's sake! Like, how am I going to get this conversation going again?" Like, it was Yeah, so we had to do that twice, which was just like, yeah.
That's gas.
God, that's mad.
Yeah, it's the inside scoop.
So interesting.
That's the best podcast intro we've ever done. Because actually something interesting came out. Yeah, normally really they're absolutely shite.
Oh, stop.
Jack, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah.
Hopefully Jack will be on the show. Maybe some more in the future. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm sure
who
knows? We'll get you on.
Right, good luck. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. 2 minutes past seven. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on the 14th of June, 2024. What's happening? Happy Friday.
Friday.
Welcome to the weekend.
Well done, team.
Well done. We did it. Thank God for that.
Delighted.
Especially after last week of being a very, very short week, this week felt quite long, I felt.
Yeah, you know it tends to compared to the week before. And we both had quite a lot on this week in the evenings and stuff.
Yeah. I was out every night.
So was I, bar Monday. Yeah, I was out every other night.
Monday. You were at CMAT last night.
I was in Fairview Park and she was absolutely unreal. Now I've seen her twice in the Olympia and before at Electric Picnic. I love her, but she was on fire last night. Yeah. She was like, this is probably the biggest gig of my whole career. There was 8,000 people.
Unreal.
Like her own headline and night, and she's from Dunboyne and Meath.
Oh yeah.
And I think there's a bit of Dublin in her as well because she came out wearing a full Dublin kit.
Okay.
The Arnott's jersey.
I'd say most, because most Dubs moved to Dunboyne, like.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's so
yeah.
close, like.
But it was such a fun gig, especially because I love when the artist is like, this is a really special one for me. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm here witnessing it. Yeah. I'm so special too, that means. But there was like really funny signs in the crowd, obviously because she's like Irish. And
yeah.
One of the signs said, Seema, I'm your cousin, and she spent about 5 minutes trying to like figure out. She was like, are you from Dungarvan? Because like all my family are from Dungarvan. And then she was like, the family are over there, so go over and like
Stop
sort that out.
It.
Another person's sign flashed him on the stage really quickly. Just said, I sold you cheese and Blanche. It was so funny. There was one point where she was looking over at her family and she was like, Jacinta Dooley! Jacinta Dooley's here! And everyone was like, Jacinta! It was really good.
I love her yeah. so much.
And I will say about the Fairview gigs, I'd never been to a gig there. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah, great spot. The tent.
Bit of a walk, though, no?
Do you know what? They have it done so well. When you come out of the gig, the roads are all closed, and then they have this like barrier walkway, like all the way up North Strand,
okay.
like practically all the way to Connolly, you can walk.
Perfect.
Fully like away from the traffic and everything. I thought it was very well done.
Not bad at all.
So if you're heading, you'll have a great time.
You're getting old now when you start talking about the organisation's amazing.
The accent.
Let me talk to you about an irrational fear of mine. Now, I have many of them.
I would imagine so, yeah.
I don't like balloons. I don't like horses.
Bananas.
I don't like bananas. Don't like any of that kind of stuff. I don't like going to the toilet on an airplane.
Don't like any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Balloons, horses, bananas.
Yeah. You know that theme
oh,
of
yeah,
things.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Well, here's another one. And it contains something to do with toilets, right? You go to a public bathroom or a bathroom on a night out and you're chilling, you're doing your business, and all you hear is, are you ready?
Oh.
Or, are you done? Oh, my God, just the thought of that is just terrifying. And it's happened to me once. I've never gone to the bathroom since.
Men's toilets must be quite polite. In the girls' toilets, it's like, girls, get out of toilet! It's so aggressive.
Yeah, I have heard that from the men's toilet.
Yeah.
Well, it happened to me once. It's been a fear ever since. Well, if there was ever a chance of me moving to China, I'll tell you something, not happening.
Oh, not happening?
Not happening. Not happening.
Go on.
They are now home to the first timed toilets. This is a viral video went around, right? Shows a set of timers installed above a row of toilet cubicles in a girl's bathroom at the UNESCO World Heritage Site. So this is like a tourist site.
Oh, right. It's not a nightclub or anything.
No, so each stall has their own digital timer. One person said, a tourist site isn't an office. Like, what's the point? Like,
is like, there a real issue like
yeah,
there?
It's, like, it's not like people are going to want to spend it in the bathroom. They're going to want to be outside in the, you know.
They're really just nipping
the
in.
The amount of time that they have to spend in the bathroom is, they'd probably be quite quick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you think.
But they said, is it really necessary? Someone else said, why don't they just spend more money on building more washrooms? So when a stall is unoccupied, there's an LED screen above it being like empty. If it's in use, it shows the number of minutes and seconds the door has been locked.
On the outside?
On the outside.
Oh, whoa.
For people to see, so people walk into the bathroom.
Sorry, I thought it was on the inside for some reason.
So picture you walk into the bathroom and you go, and I think this is the point of it, which one will I queue up at?
And which
that person's only been in there for 45 seconds,
yes,
but that person's been in there for 11 minutes.
Which one will I knock?
Which one, well, not which one will you knock on, but well, which one will you queue for and wait? Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of vibe. So you figure out which one to queue at.
I kind of really want to like introduce this into Coppers.
Why?
There will be heels flying.
Oh, can you imagine? Yeah, no, not
the drama it would cause.
So the only good bit of good news on this thing is it doesn't count down. Like I thought when I saw the timer thing, yeah, it was going to count down and just the door would open and that would be my worst
there's
fear.
My idea.
Yeah, but apparently it's to discourage people from going on their phones and just scrolling, which, God, by the way, sitting down, going on your phone, my favourite thing to do.
Okay.
I love it.
I'm not going to create that image in my brain, if you don't mind. Can we move on?
Too late, it's already there. But others said that it would help those who have actual medical emergencies may not be able to call for assistance,
yeah,
and things like that. They said it was because they've had an increase in visitors to the tourist site. So this is why they decided to do this.
That's wild.
It's absolutely bizarre. Not here for it. Please don't ever bring anything like that.
I know, but I do kind of think there could be a place for it. And I like the innovation.
You're having a bad day and it's like you look up to your own timer. It's like, God, that says 12 minutes. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. Then you kind of can never leave.
You can.
Because yeah. Then everyone will know.
Up above Ashling's cubicle. I've been there for 17 years.
It is Friday. Happy days. Woo. Happy days for most of us. However, we have to just pay a little bit of respect to our producer Callum today, who's facing into one of the all-time worst days
ever.
Oh
God, what's going on with you?
If I said to you I'm having a 5.5-hour work day, that sounds like the best day in the world, doesn't it?
I'd say, what are we going to do for the show Monday?
Well, exactly, but I'm leaving work early today at 11 o'clock because I'm having 3 wisdom teeth out.
No!
And I am petrified. I went to the dentist for the first time in 10 years a couple of weeks ago. Horrible backstory with trauma. I won't bore you with it, but it was like,
I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
I put it off for a very long time. And do you know what? There was nothing really wrong with the teeth apart from 3 of my wisdom teeth are going in at a wonky angle.
Yeah.
And they need to come out, otherwise the entirety of my mouth will just fall out.
Yes. I'm actually quite impressed that you're going ahead with it, especially now that you say you have quite a big fear of the dentist, because I was told probably 3 years ago that I needed a tooth out and it's still there.
Well,
it's
the same as me.
I saw the x-ray of my teeth and this one is going like diagonal straight in. I've never seen anything like it. I was like, that can't be real.
This one could be coming out of my nose. I have no interest in taking it out.
But the thing is, what I'm very excited about, which is very strange because I am very nervous about this, but the way that they take these teeth out, they've given me a prescription for some tablets.
Oh, there you go. He's excited for the drugs.
Yes.
Which is like something that like knocks you out a little bit, not fully, but they say that I'm going to have the best sleep ever.
Ooh.
After the procedure, and I cannot wait for this.
That's some consolation.
Yeah, like I love
a lot of pressure on it though.
I love a sleep.
Do you know what I mean? Like if someone goes, "This is going to be the best sleep of your life," and you're like,
"Yeah, I know." Then you wake up and you're like, "It really wasn't."
It was like it was all right.
And now my mouth is on fire.
This is the only thing that's getting me through this. So please, all positive vibes.
Okay, well, listen. If that's the only thing that's getting you through this, you need a bit of help. Mm. I have come up with a playlist that'll get you through the day. Okay.
Okay.
These are kind of teeth-related songs that correlate.
Teeth-related songs.
And let me tell you, this was difficult. But songs that kind of will apply to the right moment. Okay, so the first song is something that you clearly should have been singing for the past 10 years, and it goes like this. Oh no! The wrong order.
I've never heard of that song.
That's actually my bad. The second song is technically supposed to be the first song.
Okay.
So this is the one you should have been singing for the last 10 years. You're too sweet for
me. You're too sweet for me. That's good.
Thank you.
Put those sugary treats down.
Now let's pretend that you don't know what's coming next. When you get into the dentist and you're sitting in the dentist chair, we put on this little Lady Gaga album track.
I've heard of this song before.
How do you know it was I've never heard of this song before.
It's literally called Teeth.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That could have been more perfect for your for what you're doing.
Exactly.
That should be the on hold music for the dentist.
So you've got your little glasses on, the light is shining in your eyes, you're getting reclined back, and we're going to get into bit of musical theatre here just to cheer you up. And I couldn't make you a wisdom teeth extraction playlist without including this song. It's called Dentist from the musical Little Shop of Horrors. Get ready.
Oh God, I hope he starts singing this. I'd say dentists love that song.
I actually encourage you to listen to that full
today. I can't
wait. It's a banger. The next 40 minutes or so are going to be pretty bad, so you're going to need something upbeat to get you through the extractions. We'll go for this.
Oh yeah!
It's like bad, but it feels good, you know. And then obviously tonight, the teeth are out. The holes have stopped bleeding. You're onto the sedatives and drifting off to the best sleep of your life.
And I don't know where my teeth are.
Does that make you feel any way better?
Do you know what? I'm more relaxed now than I have been in the last couple of days, so I'll put them on Spotify.
Excellent.
Best of luck with that.
We've teamed up with Codex this week. They're Ireland's premier office solutions provider, and they want to help you protect your pen from those pesky office pinchers. Mm. We've been giving away €200 cash and a Codex premium gold pen every day this week, and today is no different.
Oh, let's do it. Emma's on to play today. Emma, what are you up to this morning?
I'm just on the way to work.
What do you do?
I work in a garage.
Oh, very nice.
Ah, so you've got colleagues then. You're not a sole trader, no. I suppose. How many people work in the creche?
Oh, at least 30.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How many kids are there?
Is that a warehouse?
Basically.
How many kids?
I couldn't even tell you. There's loads.
Like over 100?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my over God. I thought creches had like 10 kids.
Over 200?
No, definitely not over 200.
No, because that'd be mad.
Oh my God. These 30 creche workers desperately need a night out.
I don't know if that'll cover the budget, but.
I'm not going to do the math. Yeah. We have €1,500 cash that you could potentially be winning, but we need to get you in the draw first. And €200 and the gold pen as well, if you don't mind.
Yes, all right. So you had to answer some questions. Basically, the first question for me to open up the safe is the age of Ant-Man star Paul Rudd. Do you have any idea?
55.
All right.
And you knew that off the top of your head, I'm sure, Emmy.
I'm sure I did, yeah.
Absolutely.
And the second one was a total number of fingers and toes on me.
20.
Yeah, I knew that one too.
So that's right, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant.
And then the number missing from this song, Emma. What do you think?
24.
So that would be, if I'm correct, 55, 20, 24.
Snake it in there now.
All right.
Come on.
55, 20, 24. Yes! Let's go, Emma. You've just bagged yourself €200 in cash and a premium gold pen over thanks to Codex. Plus, you're in that draw to win a €1,500 cash to cover an office night out for you and your colleagues. Congratulations.
Super, thank you.
We're going to be doing that very soon, Emma, so hang tight.
Dead right.
I will indeed.
See you later, Emma. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, important business to attend to. Emma joins Michael, Sam, Katie and Orla in the draw for that big cash prize for the office night out. Got to do that in a couple of minutes' time.
Insane. God, I'd love an office night out.
Me too.
Another one.
I know, had one the other week. Yeah, you missed it.
Oh, but that's what we have to do, another one.
Oh, we should.
You're on spin.
I've been pinching Dave's pen all week.
All week's been awful annoying.
It has been annoying, but it's done now. I promise I'll stop.
Thank you.
I've been putting Dave's pen in a safe. You've been trying to crack the code to open the safe each day. And we've had 5 qualifiers for a massive upgrade prize. €1,500 cash to cover a night out for you and your colleagues.
Ooh.
That's what we have to give away now.
All right, tell me, who are them qualifiers?
Okay, so we've put 5 names back into the safe and producer Callum has given it a shake.
One.
In the safe were Michael, Sam, Katie, Orla and Emma. And one name has been produced from the safe.
Okay, and this is the number? Let's ring them.
Let's ring it.
Hello.
Katie, good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling and Spin. How are you? Did we wake you up?
Yeah.
Are you okay, Katie?
Yeah, everything's good.
Do you mind if we just tell you something?
Yeah.
You've just won a party worth £1,500 for all your co-workers.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
You're very welcome.
Katie, remind us where you work.
I was on placement in Ross Court.
Yes, you were on placement with all the nurses.
Yeah.
So you're going to bring all your new placement colleagues out on a big night out. You're going to be the most popular person who's ever done placement ever.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be offered a job now after this, Katie, I'd say.
Hopefully.
Where are you going to bring them? Where are you going to go on your night out?
I don't know, I haven't even thought about it.
She hasn't even thought about what she's going to get after her breakfast. Katie, give us like a real sleepy woo.
Katie, you can go back to sleep now.
A great winner.
Night, night. See you later.
You.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Sorry to bother you.
Sorry, friend. She's gone.
She's going to go back to sleep and wake up and feel like it's all a dream.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Good morning, you're on Summer's number one hit music station. It's 8:03. What's happening? Happy Friday,
Happy
by the way.
Happy bloody Friday.
Ooh, we're Woo-hoo. Finally there. Now, I've had a week of it, to be fair.
Yeah.
I've been out every single night, apart from Monday. I don't know why. It's not as if it's been unreal weather-wise.
Yeah, yeah, I know. There's really been no incentive.
No reason at all.
Yeah.
But I think I figured out the reason why. And you know that I hang out with my main two housemates, which was one obviously being Ben.
Yeah.
And the other housemate being Linda.
Yeah.
Linda has gone, not really on a holiday, she's in Hungary at the moment with her mum, who's getting her teeth done.
Ah.
Goodbye, Turkey.
Oh, hello Hungary.
This is like a new, place to go to get teeth done.
And it's cheap.
I think it's cheaper than Turkey, but I thought Turkey was the main place to go to.
Yeah.
Cheap. Am I not right in saying that?
I'm pretty sure Hungary in the EU, and I thought that like the reason why Turkey was so cheap was because
it wasn't
in the EU. But maybe they're doing good deals.
Maybe. So there you go. If you are looking about getting maybe your teeth done, maybe go to Hungary.
Do you remember everyone used to go to Nuri?
Go to Nuri to get your teeth done?
What? Yeah.
No, I thought that was only for fireworks.
Well, that too. No, everybody used to get their braces in Nuri.
Right, okay.
I'm like, what are you doing? Do you not know the Nuri's there? Just sitting there.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Turkey,
because
Nuri.
They're in Hungary, but they're not in like Budapest or anything. They're in this really, really small town.
Oh, God.
And so I'd imagine that the main pull for this town is the dentist. Do you know what I mean? So there's one restaurant, and I'd say the restaurant is killing it all year round because they're the only people. I'd say they have to blend up all the food because they can't eat the food.
Yeah, everybody's going around with gammy teeth in this one town.
Until the last day when they're all gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah, veneers central.
So there you go. Goodbye, Turkey, and hello, Hungary. I think
hello, Hungary.
It might be safer, it might be cheaper. I'm not entirely sure, but there you go.
And once again, don't forget about Nuri.
Don't forget about Nuri. Don't be
sleeping. Fireworks and
teeth.
Don't
be sleeping.
Normally at this time on the show, in the past, we have given away amazing prizes on the golden ticket. We've given away a year's worth of gigs at the Three Olympia and the Three Arena.
Yep.
Giving away holidays to Greece and Spain, and then obviously most recently the passes for three of the biggest Irish music festivals this summer. But right now,
stop bragging, would you?
I know.
We're deadly. We get it.
No, right now I want to talk about terrible competition ideas. And I kind of want to see these happen.
Okay.
This was all sparked a couple of weeks ago. You might remember this, Dave, when I brought a bottle of apple juice into the studio.
Yeah.
And you commented and said that that's quite a dark coloured juice. It was a clear bottle. Then I was looking at it and I was like, whoa, it actually is a very dark yellow for an apple juice.
Okay.
And I said to myself, it really does resemble a bottle of wee.
I do remember this now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I kind of was sitting there looking at it and like, not to get really graphic, but like a little bit of foam on the top. And I just started to almost convince myself. Juicy Callum has his head in his hands.
I'm sorry.
I started to convince myself that it actually was a bottle of wee and that I'd been like punked by somebody, right? But then obviously I opened it up, sipped it, and it was grand. And then another weird thought occurred to me. What a terrible competition a juice company could do would be to produce all of your juices and then one bottle of wee. And if you're the person who purchases the bottle of wee, you win €1 million. And would you be mad?
Win your wee to €1 million? We'd do very well up north.
Win your wee to
€1 million.
That is brilliant. So here are some other awful competition concepts that I kind of want to see happen.
Oh, please.
Okay. This would be a terrible one for, like, in the office, but it could create a bit of drama. So your employer could do a competition where you can gamble all of your annual leave for the year in order to win a full year off. But obviously only one person can win, and then the rest of the office is left with no annual leave for the year.
That's insane.
Awful, but kind of juicy. I'd love to see who'd enter.
I'd watch a TV show of that.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, Netflix, are you listening? Yeah, these are gold.
That is class.
Another one is a competition one of the dating apps could run, okay?
Okay.
They plant a catfish in the app. If you match with, fall in love with, and meet the catfish, you then win a date with a real millionaire.
Ah, very good.
Not bad.
So it's just, but it's not the millionaire.
Your life is ruined and your trust is destroyed. But you do get a date with a millionaire. A once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
A car company could do a campaign where they've made a fleet of cars, but one of them has no airbags. If you get the car without the airbags, you win a holiday.
And how do you find out?
That's
up to you.
That's up to you. And finally, a fun concept for a clinical trial where if you get one of the side effects that they don't have on their list of possibilities, you win a house. Terrible competitions that I would love to see happen.
Same. You're on spin. I want to talk to you about Jodie Comer, right? She's an actor. She's probably best known for Villanelle in Killing Eve.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing in that.
She also plays the love interest in Free Guy.
Oh, cool.
Ryan Reynolds' movie.
New enough.
A couple of years old anyway. But she's got a new movie coming out in 2025. It's a sequel for 28 Days Later and also 28 Years Later.
Yeah, I've seen about that.
I know. I looked up 28 Days Later and it kind of looked like a rom-com, and then I looked up 28 Weeks Later and it was like the complete opposite.
No, 28 Days Later is a zombie movie starring Cillian Murphy.
Oh, okay.
And it's old, I guess. Well, it's old enough. 20 odd years old.
I've never seen either of these movies.
Okay, yeah. So then 28 Years Later, I think it's going to be a zombie film, I think, because it's a sequel to the original.
Interesting. Okay,
yeah.
So well, that's just, I always thought it was a rom-com. Isn't that so
weird? There's probably some rom-com called something like that. But
well, anyway, in the movie Jodie, this new movie that's coming out in 2025 for this 28 Years Later, Jodie has to do a Newcastle accent, also known as Geordie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I've no idea why they call themselves Geordies, by the way. But she herself is Scouse. No idea why they call themselves Scouse.
Yeah.
But she is Scouse. And to do a Geordie accent, I think I can do a Scouse accent quite easy.
You're very good at the Scouse.
It's not bad. I think it's quite simple to do. But a Geordie accent is very, very hard.
It's hard. It's hard, a bit like a Scottish accent. It's like certain words sound really off.
Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. And she's up for the challenge, right? She's up for the challenge of learning how to do a Geordie accent. She said she has certain things she listens to try and get in the accent. And for some reason, it's not this.
I can talk for England. I can talk to an orange about an apple. We're having a raj time in Amsterdam. I've always wanted to come to Germany.
That being Scotty D from Geordie Shore.
God, all she needs to do is watch Geordie Shore.
Yeah, honestly, if I had to do a Geordie Shore accent or a Geordie accent, that's what I'd be copying. Mm. However, Jodie Comer has decided to go with someone a little bit more PC.
Okay.
And she has gone with X Factor judge Cheryl Cole, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, well, not fair enough.
Yeah. So she's gone with Cheryl Cole. So, Ash, I'm going to play you some Cheryl clips, right? I want you to channel your inner Geordie.
Oh, God.
And see
if I can do Cheryl.
See if you can get your imaginary role ready for a Geordie accent.
That's tricky.
Oh, you're shaking the fob off your neck. Yeah. Things are getting serious.
I just need to get into character. Cheryl wouldn't be wearing a fob for spin.
Okay. This is the first Cheryl I want you to see if you can do.
It'd be quite scary. By the way you walked over to me, I thought we were going to have a scrap.
I find you quite scary. Oh, that's very Scottish.
I was a bit Scottish.
I find you quite scary. By the way you walked over to me, I thought we were going to have a scrap.
That was very good.
Scary is a hard word to say.
Scary.
Scary.
I'm going to give you a little take for that.
Okay, thank you.
For that. How about this one?
This little something that I think people could find, if I'm brutally honest, a little bit annoying.
She's so nice.
Like this show.
Yeah. There's a little something that I think people could find, if I'm brutally honest, a little bit annoying.
Little bit Scottish, but very good.
Yeah, like you got there. It's similar, isn't it?
It is quite.
Find.
Yeah. No, it is tough. It's very tough. I think you're doing quite well.
Don't give me a tick for that one.
I won't give you a tick for that one. I want to see how you do with this one. This is one of my favourite Cheryl quotes. She was on holidays in Greece and they were going to bring girls aloud to the highest point in Greece.
Does anybody care that we're going to be at the highest point in Greece? Seriously?
Oh my God.
Do you care?
She doesn't want to go. Like, they've been walking for hours. They're like, no, we're going to get to the highest point in Greece. She's like, does anyone care?
Does anybody care that we're going to be at the highest point in Greece? Seriously?
That is a tick. That is a tick.
Is it?
That was very good. That was spot
on. Maybe I'm getting there.
And lastly, here we go with four Cheryl clips. This is kind of the most viral Cheryl clip.
Okay.
Of when she started to get a little bit famous.
Okay.
Surely you start to realise, actually, I can't nip to the garage in my pyjamas anymore for a pint of milk, even if I want to.
Oh, she's such a precious woman.
She is. Okay. I like her.
Surely you start to realise, actually, I can't nip into the garage in my pyjamas anymore for a pint of milk, even if I want to.
Yeah, you're getting a tick for that. That was top tier.
Am I?
Yeah, that was very, very good.
Surely.
It's so, surely.
It is hard.
That's very
it's
good.
It's fun though, isn't it?
I do like it. I just wish I could do it as easy. I could turn on accents like that.
Yeah.
I just cannot do. I have to think about Scotty T. I'm riding the waves.
Get a bit Welsh there now.
It's finally happening. Tonight is the night. Euros start. Germany versus Scotland. I am so excited. The start of three matches a day until like, I can't even, a couple of weeks anyway. It's unbelievable.
You're beside yourself
in
excitement.
I am beside myself.
Safe to say.
I'm so excited. And I feel like I'm starting to get other people in the office who may not even be massive football fans. I'm starting to get them a little bit excited as well, because what we did was we decided to do a sweepstake in work.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'd say every office in the world is doing a sweepstake.
I have to say, I love a sweepstake. It makes things interesting.
It is. So you pay a fiver in our sweepstake and then you could potentially win like 100 quid because we had enough people in our office to do two sweepstakes.
Yeah, producer Callum was the organiser of the sweepstake. He is kind of the king of the sweepstake in our office. And like, who's surprised?
King of admin. King of admin. That's him.
Exactly. And he had so much interest that there's actually two people per country in our sweepstake.
Which is like 48 people.
Yeah, it's huge.
Very, very impressive.
So we're very keen. And we were tasked, Dave and I, with being the chief picker-outers.
That was us.
Of the sweepstake. And producer Callum dragged us into a room. And just to be super above board and Callum-y, he recorded us. He made us do a video of us picking out the things, like as if we were on those FIFA things where they pick out the teams that are going to play. What's that called? Draw?
The draw,
Oh, yeah. So Dave and I were very enthusiastic at the start of the picking of names. So there's two people per name.
Yeah, we got excited.
Yeah, we were giving it a bit of zhuzh at the start.
I'm going to pick the first country and two people will have Germany.
A good start.
Okay.
We have got Lenny.
Nice one, Lenny.
We have also got Jess Spencer.
So we were all a little bit kind of like, okay, Germany, woo, good start.
We were kind of throwing in little fun facts about each country, how we felt about each one.
And each person.
Exactly. Yeah. But then after about a minute and a half, we got quite bored. And
they were moving past Turkey.
Turkey, who's got Turkey? Steve Kay in spin. Matthews in spin as well.
Yeah, it was just like, here we go, next,
all right,
next,
Turkey,
next.
All right, see you later.
It ended up being like a 5-minute video.
Yeah, and people were complaining about that. But we did the best that we could.
We did.
Anyway, this is not why we're here. We're not here to tell you about our office sweepstake. That would be very boring.
We've just done that.
Yeah, we want to do a Spin 103.8 fully charged Euros sweepstake. Okay,
yes.
This has never been done before, if my calculations are correct. At least we've never done it before.
No. I'm so curious. I'd love to see them calculations. But no, we've never done this before. I don't think this has been done on radio before. However, we will say there's no money involved.
No.
Okay, you don't have to pay to play this or at all. There's no jeopardy, really.
It's actually the best kind of sweepstakes ever. And the winner of the Spin 103.8 fully charged Euro sweepstakes will win themselves, you guessed it, IMC Cinema passes.
But go on, tell me how much.
20.
Wow!
20
IMC Cinema passes to the winner of the fully charged sweepstakes.
That's insane. That's like a 200 euro voucher for the cinema.
And because we're so nice, we'll give the runner up.
You're doing a runner up?
4.
Wow, okay. Very good.
That is random, I know.
A grand total of 24 IMC Cinema passes up for grabs.
Exactly.
For 24 teams.
Yeah. And it'll just make it interesting for you. It's fun to have a country to back, especially when Ireland aren't in it. So, if you want to be part of the very first fully charged Euro sweepstakes, simply send us over the word football now to 087 711 1038. Do it on WhatsApp. Just the word football.
That's going to be so embarrassing if we got no one. Like, no one wants
I think to be we
part
should
of this.
Be part of this ourselves as well. Because, frankly, I got Poland in our office one, and I want another team.
I got
no offense.
I got Slovenia.
Yeah. So we're gonna choose first, and then you get your footballs in, and you can be part of it too. So
right,
I'm picking my country.
This is my country. Is it?
Ooh.
Oh no! Have you already rigged it? Imagine we get like England and
I got Spain.
Oh, very good.
That's a good one.
I took two by accident.
Okay.
So here's my. I haven't looked at either of them. I have got the Czech Republic. Great. So you know it's not rigged anyway.
Prague is a lovely city.
Callum, what have you got?
I have got
England.
No, do you know what? I'll put that back.
Take it.
No, it's not fair. I've got Switzerland.
Okay, let's take one for Emma.
Still not a bad team.
One for Emma. Emma has Romania.
Romania, okay. Emma
has England in the office one, so she's fine.
Very good of you, Callum, to put England
back. Okay, so we've 20 places to fill.
Yes, okay, so there's plenty left.
And England is still there.
And France!
If you want to be part of the Spin 103.8 Fully Charged Sweepstakes, win yourself 20 IMC cinema passes for nothing. Just the word football, please, to 087-711-1038.
Happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday is right. We're getting down to some serious business. It's a big day. Why, Dave?
Because it's Euros time. Oh my God, I am so excited for this.
Would you call it Euros Friday?
Euros Friday, sure. Why not?
Is that cool?
Let's phrase
start.
It that way. But no, it's just going to be unreal. It's going to be a wall-to-wall football for the next month. And yep. I'm so excited. Plus, it's all ending on the 14th of July. So that's the final of the Euros. And it's also the final of Wimbledon as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a big day for
it's
sport.
It's a big day on the 14th. So we've decided to put our own sweepstake, our fully charged sweepstake.
Yeah, we were telling you that we did one in the office and we weren't very happy with the teams that we got. So we said we'll do another one with you listening. So this is the fully charged sweepstakes. You don't have to contribute anything to this. All you have to do is send us over the word football and we'll give you a team. And you could win yourself 20 IMC cinema passes if your team wins.
Unreal. So we find out who's got what countries people have got.
Let's start doing some picking.
Judith has gone. Judith, how are you? You excited for the Euros?
Morning, how's it going?
Really, really good. Are you excited for the Euros?
I am, indeed. I got the Czech Republic myself in the office.
Did
one.
You?
Oh, okay. Did you? Okay, you and Dave are...
We're losers together. Okay, let's find out who you've got in the fully charged sweepstakes for the Euros.
Yeah, let's see if we can do better than the Czech Republic. Okay, Judith, you've got yourself... Italy,
very, very not bad at all, Judith. Have a great day and best of luck.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
Good luck. See you later. Move on to Emma. Emma, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Really, really good. Excited for the Euros, Emma?
Yeah, I may watch some, yeah.
I don't believe you,
Emma. Suppose. Are you in any other sweepstakes, Emma, or is this the only one?
No, this is the only one.
Okay, deadly. Let's see if we can get you a good team, so, Emma.
There's a lot riding on this.
Yeah. Win 20 IMC cinema passes. What have you got?
I have produced Portugal.
Very good.
Okay, that's a good one.
That is good.
You've got Ronaldo, Emma, and you've got Bruno Fernandes. Oh, you've got some great players on there. Well, best of luck. You could be winning 20 IMC cinema passes.
Better get a bit more excited now, Emma.
Yeah, start watching all the Portugal matches. See you later,
Thank
Emma.
Thank you so much. Bye.
It's fun to like actually have a team to support as well. Like even though Ireland aren't in it, like it's fun to have someone to actually watch and go, well, this is who I have.
Definitely, and you can win a prize. And we're actually giving away some good teams right now.
Exactly, actually. Connor, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Really, really good. Excited for the match tonight? Excited for the rest of the month? Euros, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait for it now.
Are you in any other sweepstakes?
Yeah, I have Spain in one of them. So I'm hoping.
Not bad.
I'm hoping for a good team.
Okay. Who would your dream team be? Who do you think is going to win?
France.
Okay, let's see if we can produce France for you, Connor.
France!
Here we go. Slovenia.
Oh, that's who I have in the work one, Connor. Slovenia, you may not be winning them IMC
cinema
passes.
I'd say be holding out for Spain.
I don't think so.
Yeah, see you later, Connor.
So anyway.
Good luck.
See you now.
Bye.
I just make the noise. I actually haven't a clue. I just go, oh, and I hope that I'm right.
And by the way, we're not going to go through every single 24 teams. Or like
no, don't worry. Let's do one more.
We do one more. Emmeline is on. Are you looking forward to the Euros, Emmeline?
Yeah, it'll be a bit of crack.
It will be a bit of crack.
Sure will.
Let's see if we can get you a good team.
And a bit more crack when you'll be cheering for...
Yeah, exactly. Something to look forward to.
England!
You've got England, Emmeline. Well done.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a very, very good team to have. Emmeline, congratulations. The best luck. You could be winning 20 IMC cinema passes.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks very much.
Good luck. See you later.
All right, we have 8 teams filled, 16 teams left to go. If you have messaged football, Callum is going to pick a random 16 people and he'll get in touch. Left in the league.
Oh, go on.
Albania, Austria, Belgium, Croatia, France, Georgia, Germany, Hungary, the Netherlands, Poland, Scotland, Serbia, Slovakia, Turkey and Ukraine.
Okay, so there are some good teams in
definitely,
there.
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely could be doable to win these cinema passes on the 14th of July. I'm excited.
Producer Callum is peak producer Callum right now. He's just in the middle of one of his favourite tasks, administration.
Yeah.
He's beavering away, choosing the teams, choosing the people who've gotten in for our Euro sweepstakes. Oh, he's just, it's just great to see him so happy.
Yes, and for the regulators who are listening, there is no money involved.
No.
It is just IMC Cinema Passes, which is our currency.
Our currency, and we're paying it out. How many teams left to be chosen?
There's only about 7 or 8 teams. I've just drawn Slovakia for, who are you, who have I drawn? Marissa. So
Marissa.
Sorry, Marissa, but you're probably not
you
winning
are out.
But there you go. You're in there now. Will I do a live draw?
Oh, go on.
Oh, I've got the Netherlands.
Oh, that's
dark
a good
horse.
One.
Dark horse. I'm going to scroll on WhatsApp and I'm going to click.
Frankie Dion.
And it is Aga.
Aga in the Netherlands.
There we go.
This is so exciting. I'd love to keep going,
but I'm
going
to
get old real soon. This week on the show, we've teamed up with Chemist Warehouse. They're celebrating the launch of their new store. It's now open in Artane Place. Chemist Warehouse, of course, is your late night pharmacy. It's open 7 days a week and you can get big brand fragrances there just in time for Father's Day.
Which is this Sunday, by the way. Get your gifts in.
Get your bits sorted.
Yes. On to play to take €200 cash off of us is Shauna. Plans for the weekend, Shauna?
Nothing much. I'm working. I'm a hairdresser, so I'm in most Saturdays.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's kind of part of the gig, isn't it?
I'm off next week. I'm going to a wedding next week.
Oh, very nice.
So it's a few days away.
Where's the wedding?
It's up north in Newcastle, County Down.
Oh, cool. Shauna, are you a chatty hairdresser or are you a here's your magazine, shut up, don't talk to me?
It depends on the day and the client.
And the client. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Shauna, we want to send you £200, but in order to do that, you need to play a little game first. Basically, producer Callum is going to hold up words of things that they sell at Chemist Warehouse, and we have to explain what they are, without using the words. You got 30 seconds on the clock, and you just have to get 3. You do that, you win €200.
Easy peasy.
It's actually all mainly down to us. So
And producer Callum literally just said, I only have 4 words, so don't mess this up.
Yeah. All right, Shauna, the best of luck. 30 seconds on the clock, and he's going to flip over that card in 3, 2, 1, start. This is what you use when not in the bath, but it's like for... So not in the bath, the opposite of the bath.
Washing your body.
Shower gel.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the
word.
You put this on your palms during COVID.
Hand cream. Sanitizer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. This is what you do every single morning when you've stinky breath.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
What do you use to
clean your teeth?
Toothbrush.
Yeah.
Toothpaste.
Oh, Dave, brush your teeth. Yes, they sell that.
I'm sorry, but she did it, didn't she?
She did indeed.
€200.
Ah, nice one.
Is being sent to you, Shauna, and
we're in trouble.
And you earn it. You earned it. You did very, very good.
Do I get a bonus for all the extra?
No, we just get sacked.
Yeah, we.
Shauna, all right, Shauna.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much, guys.
Have a great weekend. Bye bye.
Bye, you too. Bye.
See ya, bye-bye.
You should see...
I don't like the pressure.
No, you should see producer Callum here sitting there smug as anything, as if we've just been given a task for monkeys.
How hard is it to describe the word toothbrush?
It is actually kind of hard when you're on live radio and there's a €200 riding on it. So, do you want to play with producer Callum, Dave?
Please.
Okay.
Can we do words?
Yes, I have words of things they sell at Chemist Warehouse. 30 seconds on the clock. Producer Callum, put your money where your mouth is.
Okay.
You're describing to Dave the following.
Do I only need 3?
You only need 3.
Okay.
You're not going to have a hope.
3, 2, 1, go.
You put this on something that you clean your teeth.
Toothpaste.
No, it's... Pass.
No, you can't pass.
you clean your teeth with it. When it gets old, you put another one on it.
Oh, it's toothbrush topper.
Yeah.
Toothbrush, brush. A new brush.
Yes, come on.
I need more.
Give me another one, come on. this is really specific. You put this in your face when you brush your teeth.
Mouthwash.
That one was Listerine Cool Mint mouthwash.
What was the first one?
The one before it was replacement head for an electric toothbrush. And the other I had was CeraVe Facial Moisturising Lotion.
I told you it was hard.
Why is she doing brands?
I have a little bit of a weird challenge for you, Ash, this morning.
Oh.
So I know you don't know anything about this, but I've noticed in the last 2 years of working on the show, Aisling Bonner is a very popular person.
Oh, stop. I'm not.
She's so modest as well.
Oh, thanks. How are you joking?
So,
what do you want about?
What I've noticed is whenever you go out into the office, whether to get your breakfast, to get a glass of water, anything that takes most people about 25 seconds takes you about 2 minutes because everyone stops you to say hello and to have a chat, and you're very nice to people, so you're always just like, yeah, hi, you. And even if you're about to go live on air in 4 seconds, you're like, yeah, oh really, tell me about your cat, yeah cool.
I will say that I do start some of the conversations too, but I do think a lot of times I have been mid-conversation with someone and I see producer Callum pop out of the studio and give me the
get
like,
in
come
here
in
now.
Seconds.
What is? I go out into the studio. I don't know if I've just an angry face or people just don't like me, but I get maybe one. How are you, Dave?
Really? That's I feel it. Like you're always talking to people, no?
No, maybe not. I don't think so. But I think mainly for you, it's especially during the show. So here's my challenge. Here's what I'm proposing, right? So I've just rang your WhatsApp phone. Or I've just rang your phone on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Pick that up there.
All right.
I'd like you to go out into the office and I want you to just go to the water cooler and see if you can fill up your bottle of water and come back to studio. This is, for you listening, by the way, maybe 15 steps.
Okay.
This will take. It's literally only around the corner. She goes and fills up your water bottle and come back. I want to see how many people say hi to you.
Can I say hi to anybody?
You can't say hello. You can't start any conversation, but you can say hi back to someone.
I'm going to lose my credentials as
nice Aisling.
Friendly Aisling.
So Ash.
Okay, so I can't say hi to anybody, but if they say hi to me, I can interact.
Exactly.
You're going to see. This will be so awkward if nobody says anything to me.
It will be
a
little
nice
bit awkward.
And slow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The bottle actually needs a filling. So thanks for the.
There you go.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Mid on air, go and fill up your bottle.
Okay.
Here we go.
What are you gonna do when I'm gone?
I'm just. So we've connected to your phone. I can hear you. It's on loudspeaker. Can you hear me? Okay. Here we go. She's off.
Okay, so everyone say hi to Aisling.
Hi, Nick.
Everyone say hi to
Aisling. Hi, guys. Everybody saying hi. Oh, hi, Fiona. Hi, James. Hi, Nick. Nick is on to us. Hi, James. I'm just filling up my bottle here. Just nobody talk to me.
It's already failed. Now. It's already failed this. Yeah. I hate
Nick. What's going on with Beyonce?
Has been doing loads of stuff all around the world, and she's been handing out concert tickets to people.
Aisling, can you come back now, please?
Yeah. And I just thought that would be really interesting to you.
No,
I'm so glad I came out and figured that out. Thanks, legend. Thanks so much.
And you come.
Hi, Shauna. Better go back to work.
Right, get in here. What the hell happened there?
It was just a regular trip to the water fountain. It was just not a whole lot went on there. And did anyone talk to me? I actually remember.
It felt like you specifically went and said hello to everyone.
No, so could you hear other people?
Yeah.
So our boss, Nick, who is listening.
He ruined it.
He's a micromanager, okay? Yes. He's listening to the show constantly at all times. He said, everybody say hi to Aisling. And then everyone's like, hi, Aisling, like jumping out from the corners. Then Callum's girlfriend, Jess, just decided to tell me some Beyonce news.
Did she know what was going on?
I don't know. I think she's pretty clued in. I think she probably copped on.
Okay, fair enough.
But before Nick said that, Michaela did walk past me and she gave me kind of a grimace because right. I know she's not feeling great today.
I noticed she's quite tired. Through the window, you did head nod, but you didn't say hello to
Michaela. No, I didn't. It was really hard. And she kind of grimaced and nodded. She didn't know what was going on either, but it was really hard not to be like, yeah, all right, Michaela.
So I was right.
Yeah, you were right. Yeah. You were right.
One more tune.
Everybody.
One more tune.
Oh yeah, this is the part of the show where Emma, Dave and Aisling all choose a tune to play as the very last song of the show. Emma goes for a bit of a banger.
Yeah.
I go for a little bit of a rock tune and Ash, you go for cheese. We have very, very different music tastes. I feel like I've been doing quite well.
You have.
I'm getting a little bit cocky on the One More Tune because the last couple of weeks I think I've had a lot of winners.
And I haven't. I had a really good streak for a while and I haven't won for a couple of weeks, but I think I've come with a really strong one this week.
Do you? I feel like that as well. And so does Emma, who's coming to us live from Spain.
Hello from sunny Spain. I'm bringing the beach club vibes this Friday with Vankelmut and my head is a jungle. If you want to hear it in full, WhatsApp Emma now to 087 711 1038.
That's a decent choice from Emma, I have to say.
It's strong.
That is Emma's choice. It's Vankelmut and my head is a jungle. If you want that, it's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I have gone for one that I don't know if it's going to do well, but it should because it is a banger. That is The Killers and The Man. If you want that to play as the last song of the show and to kick off the weekend, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Who isn't on my song? I've gone for this. Oh, that is a perfect pop song. Jessie J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj. All together on that one, bang, bang. I haven't heard that in so long. And I would love to hear it in full now on Spin. So if you would too, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
That's it. You've heard all of our choices. Emma's gone for Vankelmut, My Head is a Jungle. I've gone for Dave. I've gone for The Killers and The Man. And Ash has gone for... bang,
Jessie
bang.
J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, bang, bang.
That is either Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp 087 711 103. It is time now to hand over to producer Callum for our weekly roast.
What a week it's been. I know the weather's bad at the minute, but it is going to look like it's getting better next week. Highs of 18 again next
Ooh,
week.
Yeah,
I'm like getting that. Three wisdom out, teeth out today. Ooh. And it's officially 2 weeks until Taylor plays her first night at the Aviva. 13 sleeps to go.
Wow.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. You know, we've been banging on about it long enough right now that we are summer's number one hit music station. But this week, Dave gave us a rebrand.
Hit number one music station. This is Spin. Can I
head
just
pincher.
Want my bloody pen back? I can't do the show very good. You see, I called it the number one music station. I wouldn't have done that if I had a pen. I would have called it Summer's number one hit music station.
Yeah,
Spin.
because that would actually be incorrect.
It would be.
Say the number one music station in the world.
Yeah. Oh, it's quite bad.
We are the world's number one.
We're the number one music station. Yeah.
In the summer.
End of.
Emily from News decided to pop up and say hello in random places a couple of mornings ago.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat, bringing more to your door with free breakfast delivery from some of your local faves.
Hey.
Oh, come on, Emily,
jump on the gun there, Emily.
Aisling returned from a week in Sicily with a brand new word for us to enjoy.
Prego. Sometimes I really laxed on the oar rolling.
Prego. And finally, Aisling admitted to something deeply personal at the start of the week.
But then I was getting pleased left, right and centre. And I was like, hang on.
So it depends on...
that's another story for after the watershed.
Of 9 a.m.
So it's 9:43. Do you want to...
I had a great holiday. Yeah. What can I say?
I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of the week.
Unbelievable. For now, it is One More Tune where Emma, myself and Aisling all choose a song to kick off the weekend and end the show of a Friday. We all have very, very different music tastes. Emma has gone for this one. That's Vankelmut and My Head is a Jungle. That's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I have gone for this. The Killers. It's called The Man. That to play as the last song of the show. It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
And I've gone for all the gals. Jessie J, Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande, what more could you want? It's bang, bang. If you want it in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp now. 087 711 1038.
It's your choice. Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Sabrina Carpenter. It's her world. We're just living in it.
Oh, we so are.
Espresso's on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin. Good weekend ahead for you, Ash.
Yeah, it's kind of going to be my world that we're all living in this weekend. Or it's going to feel like that in my brain anyway, because I'm heading to what I have described it as is the All-Ireland of musicals this weekend. It's an awards ceremony.
And it's called the Ames Awards.
Ames Awards,
yeah. Is that what it stands for? All-Ireland Musical Society.
Oh my God, it should. I'm going to rebrand it. No, it's boring. It's the Association of Irish Musical Societies.
Oh, I thought it was All-Ireland Musical Society.
No, but it's kind of like the All-Ireland final of musicals. All the musical societies that have done shows throughout the year in Ireland come together. There's like 1,400 people coming, and big massive award ceremony in Kerry, yes, in Killarney. And there's like fancy dress, there's a ball. I'm so excited. I need to start doing my vocal warm-ups so I can hit the high notes.
You have your theme. Is it tonight?
Tonight is the themed night, yes. Yeah. And my society are all dressing up as characters from Shrek.
What are some other themes that like the other societies will have?
Well, so there's a theme for the whole night is pure imagination.
Oh, cool.
So I think people can do whatever. I'm presuming there'll be some like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory things, because that's like the song that's in Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
But we decided to go with Shrek. Now, I'm playing the very, understated character of Baby Bear, who doesn't really do a whole lot in Shrek. No. But I had to go out yesterday and
not
buy
a single line,
brown clothes. Not a single line. Barely a frame.
Barely.
Very good. So I had to go to Deals yesterday and get Dodies. Soothers, whatever you call them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just felt like so embarrassed for some reason. I was like, I wanted to be like, they're not for me, I don't know. Even though I'm like, she's like, yeah, you're 28, like that's absolutely fine.
Totally normal, yeah.
But I really wanted to be like, it's not me. I'm actually wearing them myself. Oh no, wait, that doesn't make sense.
But enjoy that. That
Thank
sounds
really much. Going, and enjoy the Euros yourself.
I will enjoy the Euros, and I got the Coronas tomorrow night as well. So if you're going to the Coronas, enjoy that.
Yeah, I can tell you what won't be played at the Musical Awards.
And
the Euros.
Right, time to hand over to producer Callum for the results of One More Tune.
Yes, yeah, so you've been voting for the last song of the show. I can tell you, in dead last place with a paltry 8% is David Hammond. He went for The Killers, The Man.
He took a risk.
They played the Three Arena this week and they looked deadly.
It looked really good.
Emma came second with 39% of the vote. That was with Vankelmut, My Head is a Jungle. So winning this week with 53% is Aisling Bonner and many women on this song.
Nice one. We'll be back on Monday morning from 7 a.m. Have a great weekend.
See ya.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.